From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is leaving Singapore earlier than planned. Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un are to meet on Tuesday, and then President Trump will leave shortly thereafter. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's still planning to spend much of tomorrow with Kim, but the White House says the president will leave Singapore early because preliminary talks with the North Koreans have moved more quickly than expected. It's unclear whether that's good news. The administration's not giving details on any possible progress before the main event. The president will depart for Washington tomorrow night after his meeting with Kim, more than 15 hours earlier than planned.
The abrupt change in schedule was announced shortly after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo played down the possibility of a quick breakthrough. He said the summit should set the framework towards complete denuclearization.
President Trump is going into this meeting with confidence, a positive attitude, and eagerness for real progress. He has made it clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter future for North Korea. Tomorrow, we will get our clearest indication to date of whether Chairman Kim Jong-un truly shares this vision.
The talks are expected to focus on ending the North's nuclear weapons program and missile program in exchange for diplomatic and economic incentives. President Trump tweeted out more criticism of U.S. trade partners on Monday, including allies in Europe and Canada. He said, "We cannot let our friends or enemies take advantage of us on trade anymore. We must put the American worker first. We protect Europe, which is good at great financial loss, and then get unfairly clobbered on trade. Change is coming." This is VOA News. The U.S. sanctioned 5 Russian entities and 3 individuals Monday, accusing them of malicious cyber activities to provide material and technological support to Moscow's intelligence service. The sanctions announced Monday block access for those blacklisted to any U.S. financial accounts they hold and prohibit Americans from any transactions with them. 2 suicide attacks hit central and eastern Afghanistan on Monday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 30. One attack hit Kabul, the other eastern Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. A rescue ship run by a European charity is headed to Spain with more than 600 migrants on board after Italy and Malta refused to accept the vessel. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The European Union and the United Nations Refugee Agency had called for a swift end to a political standoff that left 629 migrants on the rescue ship Aquarius drifting at sea. Spain has now offered to take the ship in after Italy and Malta refused. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez ordered authorities to allow the Aquarius to dock in the eastern port of Valencia. Sanchez's office issued a statement saying, "It is our duty to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe and offer a secure port for these people." Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz promised to fight anti-Semitism as he met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Monday.
"I can assure you that Austria will fight all forms of anti-Semitism in Europe with determination, be it the still existing one or also new imported anti-Semitism."
Kurz is in his first visit to Israel since he entered a coalition deal with the far-right Freedom Party. That party was founded by former Nazis, but it says it has left its Nazi past behind. The Ugandan parliament has ordered an investigation into a string of murders that have taken place across the country. The order came after a Ugandan legislator was gunned down on the outskirts of the capital, Kampala, on Friday. Ibrahim Abiriga died after unknown gunmen shot at his car near his home. The government called the murder an act of cowardice and promised it would find out who was behind it. And Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a Chilean bishop accused of failing to stop a pedophile priest decades ago. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.